what's coming our way hit our car on the left-hand rear, and it caused the car to spin, it seems, four or five times. And when we spun, we went down an embankment, a ditch, and we ended up against a tree. And that faithful God who looks after his people, faithful God held that car in his hands, and he placed it against that tree, not to be one that would destroy us, but placed it against that tree that it would stop our out of control progress. And he placed our vehicle against that tree in such a soft manner that it caused my heart to soar. And we got out of the car, and we were able to get out of the car, go up on the roadside and be on the roadside, thanking God for his faithfulness.
God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Old Testament, Proverbs chapter 3. Verses of scripture that everybody in here ought to know. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 simply says this: trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And that word is S at the end. Yeah. Then I want us to turn to Daniel chapter 3. I'll look at verse 17, 18, and then I'm going to jump down to verse 28. Daniel chapter 3, verse 17 says, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. But, man, that this is great. This is good here. He said, but if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. And if you jump over to verse 28, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word, praise God, and yield their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. You may be seated. Their own God. I want to talk about trusting God to guide you. Trusting God to guide you. You notice I didn't say trust in your money. I didn't say trust in your honey. I didn't say trusting your possessions. I said trusting God to guide you. As we are still in this first month of this new year, we stand today looking to see the road ahead. Some of us want a new job. Some of us may want to purchase a new home. Some may be looking at getting married and taking on a family. Some may be looking to move, praise God, and settle down elsewhere. So as we look down this road called life, we cannot see far. Amen. And without God's wisdom, we will not see with clear understanding. For at best, we expect to experience beyond our present horizon, some complex, difficult, and confusing turn in the road that will test our highest knowledge and deepest commitment. No doubt, for some of us, there will be hills to climb, praise God, and bumpy sections in the road. Amen. Some may be asking, how will we fare? A lot of young people like to ask, how will we fare? Do we have any assurance that we can safely and successfully make it to where we want to go? The words in our text say we can make it. Amen. You see, we can make it victoriously if we just trust God. That word trust just simply means, according to what dictionary you look at, assured reliance on the character, the strength, a truth of someone or something. It is the basic of reliance. I'm talking about a faith, a hope, confident hope. And of course, trusting God, an excellent watchword for this year. They are a battle cry for testing times. They are comfort and strength for our uncertainty. They are a sufficient substitute for roadmap, even though our eyes cannot detect the turns, the stops, the difficulties, or the pleasures that lay ahead. So what is Solomon? I'm talking about the wisest man in the Bible, with the exception of Jesus Christ, is telling us when he says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. He goes on to say, in all thy ways, not some of them, acknowledge him. And if we do those things, he said that he shall direct thy path. You see, he's telling us two things, amen, from this text. First of all, he is saying that God can guide us in our everyday living. Turn to the person that's sitting to the right or the left of you and say, God can direct, praise God, and guide you in your everyday living. Yeah, you see, every decision, every action, and in every development of our lives, God will direct our path. Amen. You see, the analogy of a road builder and a maintenance chief is suggested in that word direct. Listen at what he says. He said, he shall direct thy path. You see, the road builder and the maintenance chief assures that we as builders travel to a desired destination on the road that is built and maintained. Yeah, no. Amen. I just want you to allow your minds just to think about a highway. You see, research tells us that the Hebrew language contains several words for road or path, including words that refer to a highway, a way, a narrow path, a broad path, a trodden path, and what is called a customary path, a road. You see, the word path in our text refers to the customary or usual, praise God, path, a road that people take. In other words, you can even throw the word habitual path in that, meaning that God relates to us as road builders and maintenance chiefs in the customary or day-to-day travels of our lives. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to make it plain. Amen. You see, in other words, God cuts the road straight and keep it useful. Yeah. That is what is meant by the promise that he says, and that he shall direct thy path. You see, we as builders can get where we ought to because our Lord Jesus is available to prepare the way. Amen. You see, he is active in all of our lives. Yeah. Amen. If you are a born again believer, Jesus is active in your life. Right now, how can I tell? The Hebrew writer tells us at Hebrew chapter 13, verse 5. He said that I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. And if he's not going to leave us, if he's not going to forsake us, that means that he is going to be directly involved with everything that we do. Praise God. You see, our earthly journey